Hurricane Fran has started to batter the Carolina coast with heavy rains and winds clocked above 115 miles per hour this evening. The eye of the storm is expected to come ashore in the next few hours, and Wilmington, North Carolina, is right in its path. Fran is weaker than Hurricane Hugo of 1989, but forecasters caution that heavy rains and hurricane-force winds extend about 100 miles in every direction from the center of the storm, so Fran can still cause a great deal of damage. NPR's Richard Harris has this report on the storm's progress.
When a potentially deadly hurricane starts to head ashore, people generally focus their attention on the region around the eye of the storm, since that's where the winds are highest and the damage is worst. But Bob Burpee, head of the National Hurricane Center in Miami, says that's a mistake in the case of Hurricane Fran.
We have hurricane force winds, that is 75 miles per hour or greater, extending out about 145 miles away from the storm center. People should not be focusing just on the center of the storm. This is a pretty large area with hurricane force winds.
In fact, Burpee says flooding and hurricane winds are likely to be felt as much as 100 miles inland. Tropical storm strength winds up to 40 miles per hour are being measured nearly 300 miles from the eye of the hurricane, he said. Evacuations, however, are mainly along the coast, where the storm could raise the tides by 12 to 16 feet. Governors in North and South Carolina have declared states of emergency. In South Carolina, about 500,000 people were ordered to evacuate the coastal areas. Joe Farmer, a spokesman for the state's emergency management operation, says most people seem to have obeyed that order.
Keep in mind, please, that we had Hurricane Hugo in South Carolina in 1989, and so people who were here and lived through that have sort of passed that collective memory on to newcomers to the state and to visitors. So I don't think we have a major problem here with people refusing to get out of harm's way.
Hugo, which killed 35 and caused billions of dollars of damage, is also remembered as a disaster that caught federal emergency officials unprepared. Aid and relief was slow to come. But James Lee Witt, director of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, says his agency is better prepared this time around.
We've had people in emergency operations centers in each of the states since yesterday morning. And we have over 162 people that have been pre-deployed already to the states, plus generators, cots, plastic sheeting, bottled water, everything that we would need to meet that immediate need for individuals.
FEMA has also established toll-free phone numbers so people who end up needing disaster relief won't have to stand in line to apply. Officials won't know until the storm dissipates tomorrow morning just who might need that help. This is Richard Harris in Washington.